Okay, so the topic for today is Chok Tochos. The Gemara Daf Chaf in Gittin, first Makar of the Sheet, Tanur Rabbanan, V'kasav V'lo V'chaka. There's a din you have to write to get, V'kasav, or maybe it's a Chasima. Let's assume we're talking about the Chasivas Aget, V'kasav V'lo V'chaka. Remember the Chakika of Chasiva to say the Chakika is not Chasiva, V'minu. So an Eved that has Ksav that's engraved on a Tavla, it's a good get Shechrar. And so the question how the Ksav is written. Is it engraved on the Tas? Then it's fine. But if you take a tfus and you press on the metal and the letters pop out, so you didn't write those letters, you essentially pushed the background and the letters were created, memela, so it's called tochos and it's possible.
Just with that example, that's the next stage of the Gemara. The Gemara then goes on to press. I mean, okay. It ends up maybe being the same issue of tochos, but this I thought we were just talking about like where you chisel it out.
You chisel out.
Like you letter K and you cross out the bit.
Sorry, okay, thank you. You're correct.
Okay.
Instead of etching the letters themselves, you etch around the letters, and in Mela, the letters are created.
Sorry, I didn't know about that. What are the two different things?
Are you.
The next part talks about a press, how a press works. Like, can you take a coin and
a stamp?
Right. That's the next stage. So I was saying, like, that wasn't this
stage. What's this push?
This stage is, are you cutting out the letters from the stone? From the metal, that's okay. You're affecting the letters. Or are you cutting around the letters? In the middle of the letters are bullied. And you haven't created the letters, you affect
like the outline? Yeah. Like you outline the letter?
Like the letters embossed then. Because this is the head, right? You draw a head, then that's like indented. As opposed to, you do like this, you shade out all that, and then mela, there's that like little.
But the Lashon of Tochos.
The Gemara asks about a stamp, whether a stamp functions in that fashion. The conclusion of the Gemara is probably yes.
No reason.
It's like the next step.
Yeah, exactly. The word "lashon" chooses the lashon. It's just told us.
The Gemara thinks a step. Just if you want to know what the Gemara is speaking, something is the Gemara that thinks that maybe the way stamp works is as it presses down, it's smushing that metal into.
Okay. The point is that.
Yeah.
In terms of the phrase, the words. What do the words mean? Yerichos is you're affecting the yerech of the letter, the actual letter. Tochos, the inside of the letter. You're cutting the inside and the outside the letter. Yish lachkor, what's the nature of this psul? So what do you tell ya? Kasav, v'lo v'chokak.
Sounds like you didn't write it.
Sechzar in what?
In your ksiva. Your mice.
In the mice ksiva. Sorry, very good. Sechzar in the mice ksiva. The kasav, the lesson is you have to write, and this is not called ksiva. If it's not chesaron in my ksiva, what is the chesaron in?
In the ksiva itself, maybe.
Maybe it's not chesaron in the ksiva itself. Exactly. Maybe it's a chesaron in the ksiva, it's not called ksav. Maybe we're ksav, because ksiva could both be interpreted as a verb or a noun. Ksav. It's not ksav. Chesaron. Either by the ksiva or in the ksav.
Just to more clarify that, I think that's very important, that next step of the Gemara, because the next step of the Gemara makes it explicit which way it is to my ksiva. Because by the stamp, it's going to look the same either way. We're asking what's the nature of a stamp.
So that could be a question. I think that's an open question. Let's just start with this line in the Gemara. The Lashon Tanur Rabbanan, V'kasav V'lo V'chakak. What does that sound like? V'kasav?
You have to have written it.
You have to have written it.
So it's. Over here, we're talking about something that looks exactly the same as a regular ksiva.
No, well, here it's blotted. It's coming out. Instead of
it's
being engraved in,
it's
bolded.
Okay.
It's bolded. Oh. So, you're saying the Lashon of a Kasav of L'chakak sounds like it's a chesaron in what?
In
the Maisa. But then, the next line of the Gemara, V'lemra d'chakika lav ksiva. Now here, the word ksiva, I think, can be interpreted in two ways. The Pashas is referring again to the Maisa. The Maisa chakika is not like a Maisa of ksiva. But like I said a second ago, the word ksiva, it could be a verb, ksiva. It could also be a noun. It's not ksiva, it's not ksav. Maybe chakika, the chefza of what's written, the chakika is not considered ksav. So you could interpret it that way. And this is, in fact, a machlokes. You know, the Achronim debate this issue in the Shulam of Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav David Parvarsky, both of Panovich. They have discussions about this in the Rav and the Shiurim Shiuri Harav. And Gittin also has a discussion, but it seems to be machlokes Rishonim, as they point out. So if you look here in the Or Zeruah, source number two, Tani Perek Reis Gittin, the Or Zeruah is talking about the shin on the tefillin. The easiest way to make the shin on the tefillin is to take a press and to make it, you know, because it's bolet, so to make it with chok tochos. So again, assuming that next stage of the Gemara that when you use a press, that's called chok tochos, because you don't, you know, you're just pushing the background, and we don't consider it as if you're pushing up the ksav in the press. So the Or Zeruah says it's not a problem to use a press for your tefillin. The Tanya of Rebbe is a gittin lo haya kos shokait v'afilu gavai yishumoi ksav zlin and get mishum dechsiv v'kosav. I'm not sure, sorry for insist, but either way, it says by a get it's possible because it says v'kosav v'hai meilu aval shin shal tefillin daya shetia asuya v'chom inyan ben v'meila ben v'yadayim d'mistavet mahani. We don't have to make the shin be a dayim. You don't need a ma'isik siv for the shin, says the Or Zeruah. As long as you have a shin, you have a ksav, it looks like a shin, it's okay. Whereas by gittin, there's a v'kosav, you need a ma'isik siv, and that's why a get v'chok tocho is possible. So the Rav is talking to Or Zeruah, that you see that he holds it's a chesaron in the ma'isa ksiv. Whereas in the Rambam, it seems pretty clear that it's a chesaron in the ksav itself. Says the Rambam, source number three, if you affect the letters themselves, kosher, is a ksavu. That's called ksav. Hariv omer ksuva b'eit barzel, a pasuk, right? It's ksuva b'eit barzel. The engraving is a ksav. If you push them in from the other side, push up the letters, it's also ksiva. If you hollow the inside or the surrounding area of the letter, mikan kichsav din reazov shaksav bolet eino get shein zeksav. So the Rambam says pretty clearly that it's chesaron not in the ma'isik siva, but it's chesaron in the ksav. So right here under the ma'isik siva Or Zeruah, and the Rambam seems to say that it's chesaron in the ksav. Now the emes is
strange. Well, I mean, if you're chakak from the other side,
it looks just the same. It looks just the same.
And that's why the Gemara, it seems like clear that me, even if you say it's in the ksiva, it's only because it didn't have my ksiva. In the Gemara,
Chesky is saying, well, why is it chesaron in the ksav? You know, say it's a chesaron in the my ksiva, I understand. You didn't write it. Say it's a chesaron in the ksav. It looks like ksav. You know, what's going on here? So there are different ways to learn this. You could say that it's a chesaron in the ksav because he didn't have ma'isik siva. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Exactly.
So you could say it's a chesaron in the ksav. It's still could be a debate. Is it only a chesaron in the ksav, or is it even a chesaron in the ksav? That could be a machlok as we showed him over here.
What does that mean, a chesaron in the ksav?
Al-Pidin, it's not called ksav. It's not called ksav. Ksav is created this way. It's not called ksav. Al-Pidin. We're going to get to it in a few minutes.
Meaning the shin of the Talmud might be one, because there's no din you have to have written.
Right, it is ksav, but there's no ma'isik siva. So can you make your shin shel tefillin, you know, with its tefillos?
Do you need ksav? Are the shin shel
tefillin? Yeah. No, apparently it's an oath. It's one of the oaths.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need ksav. Like something that you wouldn't need ksav, you wouldn't need a big ksav, that you did it.
Yeah, you need ksav, but not ksav.
If there's such a thing, then that would be enough.
Okay, so again, if you assume that it's become a simona, they're not going to have nafkaminas. If you say there's no ksav, you know, because there's no ma'isik siva, so then it's going to be hard to find nafkaminas. But let's assume Or Zeruah thinks it's only a ksav in the ma'isik siva, it's not a ksav in the ksav. Right? There's somebody showing him who seems to say both. So right. If you look at Rashi, for example, the next source, Rashi writes, Chok yirichos, shel osias haino hein mamish yishka ksav, zoi ksiva. Chok yirichos is ksiva, and Chok Tochos is not ksiva. If you look at Rashi, it's verse number 6, Eino ksav, lefi shelotzias osias, elachaka ksivoseya. So Rashi says it's not ksiva, and it's not ksav. So, and likewise the Meiri, it seems to assume that way. If it's verse number 7, Shere ikra ksav me'elavonas, it's not a maisa ksiva, you didn't do it, it just happened. And then the Chok Tochos, right, well mikri ksav. So, you could say, there's no debate here, it's not ksav because it wasn't the Maisa Ksiva. Shalom al Yisrael. If we want to analyze this, you know, in terms of Nafkaminas, we have to assume that there are Rishonim who hold that it's only a chesaron in the Maisa Ksiva. It's a perfectly good ksav, which I think is logical. If you would ask me, as around the street, what's a chesaron? The way you did it is a chesaron. The Totsah is exactly like other ksav. It has the same ksav, a chodesh ksav. It's just a chesaron in the Maisa Ksiva. The Rav was medayik from Hamshech Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the tzitz, where it seems like there too there's a psul chok tochos. They had to take the tzitz and push from the back kodesh l'Hashem. They couldn't just use its foot, because that would be chok tochos. So it says the Rav, I don't understand. Is there a need for a maisa ksiva by a tzitz? He thinks apparently not. It must be that chesaron is chesaron l'ksav. That's what he argues. And then he says, well, maybe there is a chesaron of Maisa Ksiva because you need for Maisa Ksiva because you have to be Mekadesh L'Shem, so you need a Maisa Ksiva. Or maybe you need a Maisa Ksiva in order to make it Lishma, the Raman, Shita, and Chumash, is that all the Tikkun have to be done Lishma, Asiyah Lishma. So maybe the only way to do Asiyah Lishma is to do it through a Maisa Ksiva.
Why wouldn't you think there's a need? I mean, like, he's just assuming that?
Yes, that's actually, I had the same issue.
I think, like, Rashi quotes a pasuk, right?
There is a pasuk. The pasuk in Pekuda, it doesn't say Pekasa.
It
says Petuche Chosam. Later in Parashas Pekuda, in Shmos Lamites, Pasuk Lamed, it says, V'asu is a tzitz nezu ha-kodesh zavtar, v'yichtivu olav michtav Petuche Chosam kodesh Hashem. So it's describing what they did. That's the description of what they
did.
No, there's two pasukim. There's a pasuk where it's describing how to do it. Here, there's a chumash here. Petuche.
I want to see which one Rashi quoted.
I think he quotes the earlier one. The pasuk that says v'yichtavu is in Pekude. There, it's describing what they did. So I don't know if it's a raya that you have to have a maisik siva. It could be that's what they did. Although the pasuk says you need a maisik siva. I agree. The Rav's assumption that you don't have a maisik siva is.
Rashi quotes that one. The mechtav petuche chota.
Assumes that you just need to ksav, you don't need a maisik siva.
Right.
I don't know how much of a raya it is. Anyway, the maisik. If I fill in.
The
ksav of the stam, yeah.
No,
not a machine.
Pardon? The Russian hold that you can't pass your
tefillah. Well, we don't know if you need a maisik ksiva there.
No, I'm saying, but it's the psul of. I thought he was saying that the psul of chok tov, according to the Rav, that psul of chok tov is not in the maisik ksiva. It's a mixah.
He thinks it's a machloka as Rishonim. He quotes our Zeruah, it's only a
chesaron. Oh, he thinks it's.
So, I wanted to switch to Nafkamina as maybe to illustrate the issue. The first is a question of ksav l'gav ksav. You wrote a letter, the chok tochos. The practical example is, let's say you want to write a dalet, a resh, and you wrote a dalet. So how do you make a dalet into a resh? You go like this. And then it turns out you erase the chupshuk, and now it's a resh. So that's the chor is a din of psul chok tochos. You didn't affect the letter, you just, you know, erased part of it. So, the example, the Gemara, that's actually not going to discuss that just yet. The example Sefer Truma discusses, Rabbi Baruch, one of the Baalei Tosfos, you wrote a letter in a get, Shelo Lishma. Could you rewrite it Lishma? Mavir Kolmos Lishma. So, he assumes that you can, quotes the Gemara, and he says, that's true for Lishma. But if you wrote a letter, v'chok tochos, for example, this example, you wrote a dalet and you turn it into a resh, you can't just write, put the ink on it again and make another resh. You can't be maver kolmos. What's the difference? What's the difference? So, there is a Reb Chaim in Stenzel talks about this. It's pretty unclear what he's saying. The way the Rav David Provarsky in source number 9 understands that Rav Chaim is he's talking about this issue. Again, like I said, if you look at Rav Chaim, I don't think that's exactly what he's saying. But David says it's connected to Arshakir. How do you can tie the resh? And then it's possible. So what do? Your mother comes on the resh. Chok yirichos. Is it kosher? Is it possible? So he says, if the chisaron of tochos is a chisaron of Maisek Siva, then what? So you did a Maisik Seva. Now, it's still an assumption. You can, who said you can do Maisik Seva after the Ksav is already there? Okay.
Yeah.
You're missing Maisik Seva.
Oh.
Okay. But if it's a Ksav in the Ksav, so it's possible. So the fact that I wrote a new letter on top,
you didn't make a new Ksav?
Well, it's Ksav, I'll have Ksav. It's a, I mean, let us see the inside. That was, you think you can say it both ways. It's one of those things.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Right. Basically, there's 2 points which emerge from the Gemara. Number one is that you could do the Shema, and number two is that you can't do writing on top of it. Like,
right.
The Gemara itself is problematic how that's true. So it seems to be that the Lishma element that you're adding on, when you add, you can have the Shema with simply doing this
act.
This act.
The Shema is easier to stick on afterwards.
And the way I understood that was that because you can't do new writing, Lishma is simply clarifying what the first writing was. You can do that.
Uh-huh.
But the second writing, like you're saying, like this is the actual writing. You can't have a second writing.
There's already a first writing there.
Let's
read the Reb David. Source number 9. Ve'imkein zeshayach rak mishlo lishma. The gufa ksav choshev shaber ksav. Rak techosev lishma. Ve'zeh shaber mahani l'takein sheyeh lishma. Mash inkein v'choktochos to lo havi ksav klal. Lo mahani avaris kolmos. Kem the hanishar ha ksav hu tachton. In a love, din ksav klal ayin shav kol tovav. So he refers to Yeruv Chaim. Again, if you look there, it's not clear if that's what he's saying. But the way of David Provarsky is saying it is that if chotoch was a ksara in a ma'isik siva, so then he could do a tikkun of hevaras kolmos to mesakin it. Whereas if it's a ksara in the ksav itself, so then it won't be moel. No moel. Again, I don't know how Mukhuk is. You might say the exact opposite.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would say the same thing to answer Akhaski's Shiloh, which is what's the difference between Lishma and Tzavar Yavar Tzav is in the Tzav, so you haven't made a new Tzav. It's the same Tzav. Just because you put ink on top of it, it's not a new Tzav. It's the same Tzav.
But here it is a new Tzav. Here it is a new Tzav.
No,
the first one was
a
Tzav, now it is Tzav.
The question is, was the Psal ever in the Tzav?
Uh-huh.
Meaning, he's saying the psalm, it's not a mitzvah, it's never a mitzvah.
It's all in the mitzvah.
That's the question. Meaning, if Haktochos is it's lost, you kind of can't fix it. You're not making mitzvah already over and
there. Yeah.
That's what he
read. It's, for example, like, it's different. Yeah.
Okay, you have to declare what we call a mitzvah, what we don't call a mitzvah. I mean, if that works or it doesn't work. I don't know. But that's going to be a question to answer locally within Tzavah Gavik Tzav. But I'm saying specifically this, Lishma is then the mitzvah. The cost of all Lishma, you have to do it while you're doing it. It's not like you look at the Ksav and you see a Ksav Lishma.
Right.
It's not a din in the Totsa. That itself is a din in the
Totsa. Okay, so what are you trying to say? It's easier to fix the Totsa than it is the Maisa?
No,
Maisa.
Faker. You can fix the Maisa, you can't fix
that's
the
Totsa. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you could say the Faker. You could say that it's too late. The Maisa Ksiva is done. You didn't do it properly. You can never fix it. Whereas the Totsa, you could now have a new Totsa, potentially.
Why can't you have a new Maisa?
Well, what do you mean? You had Ksav, but there was something wrong with the Maisa. You're saying, however it works with Lishma, it'll work here too.
Again, it's a question, where's the Psul? I'm just fixing the Psul. I'm not fixing the whole yet. I think you were saying the same thing. I thought you were asking a kasha, not saying a pshat, but if you're saying the pshat.
I was saying that, I see, because of this kasha, you have to say something that Rasul Ramadan, yeah, that's what.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking. Okay. I'm saying.
I'm saying like either way it emerges from the bar. Regarding
right.
The bar itself,
right. I think this still would solve the problem.
Okay. So, the second half kamina is a psul chotochos for a mayor who holds an ede chasima karti. So, if you look at Shmuel Rozovsky, source number 10, he neim chotochos lohave ksav klal. King Gamler Mayor, that Philo Mitsova Ashba Kosher, sure Mayor holds you can find again in the garbage. You need Ksav, it has to be a written document. Vachoktochos, Gamler Mayor, Possel, Zulavi Ksav Pal. Ulam Ime Ksav Mishum, the Bai Ksiva, the Ksav Chotochos isn't in that it's not Ksav, it's just it's Ksav in the Maisa. Kinder Mayor, the cost of law, Lokaya, Torah, forget. It's only going on the Chasimas. So Rav Shmuel is arguing that if Choktochos is a son of the Maisik Siva, so then Rameir would say that it's what?
It's
kosher. Because he doesn't care about the Meitzik Siva, the Tova Ash is also kosher. It's only for the Chasimas who would require Chok Yerichos. Whereas if it's not Ksav at all, so then the Meitzik you have to Mevarish B'Ksav. You know, that seems to be an assumption. Even a mayor, you know, you have to figure out why it's true, but that's an assumption. So even a mayor really needs a written document, and this is not written. This is not written. Again, you have to wrap your mind. What does it mean it's not written? Of course it's written. No, but Alpitin, it's not called Ksav, and then if you look at the Tiferes Yaakov, understanding of this whole din, if you look there, it's a long arichas, as opposed to a shorter arichas. I never understand. He has an arichas. Anyway, part of his discussion, I'll quote something else later, but he writes over here, so number 11, which is very interesting. He points out the Rif never brings down the sin of Chok Tachos. Why doesn't the Rif bring down the sin of Chok Tachos? So he says, so number 11, my time in Nir Elisha, Shishmin Arif, Bryce the Chok Tachos, please, Sachakal, Fudabar Hanau, Bechola Gitin, Vilas Aposkin. Vayze zu in cholikale. But via now nicha the sover harav to l'shayech din ze rak mirmei. The sphere like the film of sover ash bekasher. The komoka moded ve'inan ksav. Tad the alfinan bechsiv and miskeresh es lav mihach because of la alfinan the poly the layer mayor. The lo kai chsiv as getra chsiv as edin. Rak the cause of la bas ve alfinan kumash cause of a tosfos the command of chaf alef. Ha moded the mayor the gam ki doashkecha and plig mirmei the chavtokas kasher beget. And the mode of the inner miscarriage is rak b'ksav, rak afilu matzo kosu b'sagi b'kach. V'lom inu nishma b'tzavaz k'siva. Aval choktokos she'inu k'sav l'fanenu pasul r'meir, gamkin. Aval r'bo lozer d'chemelak v'asei, in akimina klal, d'vlapachi pasul shu l'nichta v'os b'tzavaz akose. V'lo nishma, kimish omin me'elov. So, the Tiferes Yaakov argues that a letter that was written b'chok tochos wasn't written lishma. Because it wasn't really written, there was no Maisek Siva. So therefore, the Rif paskins like Rabbi Elazar, right? So Mela, of course, Chok Tochos is possible because it wasn't written Lishma. So you don't have to bring down the Din of Chok Tochos. That's what he argues. Remeir needs the Din of Chok Tochos because it's not Ksav. Meaning, so what emerges according to, if you read, I think what he's trying to say is that there's a Machlokas Tanoi. This issue of whether or not Chok Tochos is according to Remeir, it's Ksav and the Ksav. And that's why the whole Gemara is only going to Remeir. The Remeir needs Ksav. And there's doesn't bring it because we don't pass it to Remeir. Whereas, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's a Ksav and the Maisek Siva. And, of course, you don't have to bring it. The Rif doesn't have to bring it because the Maisek Siva has to be on Lishma. And if it's on Mechok Tov, it can't be on Lishma because you didn't really do it. So, what emerges, I think, is that the Machlokas Tanoi between Rabbi Lazar and Remeir is goofy this Shaila, whether or not it's a Ksav and the Maisek Siva, like Rabbi Lazar, or is it Ksav and the Ksav, that's how it sounds like from the way he formulates it. If you look again, second last line, Rabbi Lazar, Ein Nachmin Dabar, Tuvah, Hipazel, Shalom, Nichta, Va'os, it's done in the Chisar in the way that it's written, as opposed to a few lines before, that he says that it's not Ksav. It's not Ksav, so according to Remeir, so the focus between the Tanoi. Explicitly, but I think that's what emerges quite recently. More nachminis are more halacha lemaisa. A person on Shabbos is in violation of Isra of Kosev if they write. If a person writes b'chok tochos on Shabbos, what's the halacha? Did you violate the Isra of Kosev? So if you look at the Gemara in Kuftalan on Beis and Shabbos, source number 12, the Gios Achas Chayev. So the Mishnah, or the Gemara, brings down that if your Gios Achas Chayev, so says the Gemara, Kigon Shenok Lo Legago Shel Ches Vesau Shtei Zayin. So if you have over here a letter Ches, this is a letter Ches essentially with a little roof on top, and if you take away the Ches, so what do you have left? You have two Zayin. So you wrote two letters in Shabbos. That's a Shir Chiyuv. So the Machlokes Rishonim, how to interpret this Gemara. If you look at the Rashba, source number 13, we have Mina and Hacha, from my skin and Goshenothel, Gago Shalchas, Vasar Shle Zainin, Shema Ina and the Chai Gamdo, and Mikri Chok Tolchos, Sheino Elekamafri, and Shte Osios to Vukos. The luck is, if you have two letters that are touching each other, so separating the letters is not Chok Tolchos. You have an Aleph, and you have a Beis. So if you just separate it, that's not Chok Tolchos. So the Rashba says, this is like separating two letters. Never, it's not a psul of chok tochos. What's meduyik in the Rashba? You couldn't be daik. Muchach. What's you couldn't be daik in the Rashba? That what? If you write on Shabbos for chok tochos, you're a potter. That you could make that deal. It's not muchach, but there is some want to make that deal. The Ran made that deal in the Rashba and explicitly disagrees with him. Source number 14. Nearly the ein mikan raya lekabi Shabbos to lekabi Shabbos lekak peida bein chok tochos lechok irigos. Who cares on Shabbos how you make letters? If you have two letters, shechayim. It could be this is chok tochos to erase the gag. If you erase the the roof of the ches, it's chok tochos in hilchos tefillin. But you're still chayim on Shabbos. Mikomakom yikak sav. When we tam ze, excuse me. I gotta read it again. Source number 14. Lo nira, veli nira, de ein mikan raya lekabi Shabbos leka kpeida bein chok tochos lekabi rigos. Cholechet ahavim lechas machshavas mechayev sharei afilu mochich almeras lichtom chayev. Midi de vina ksiva de lechsi ksiva ki agav me ein lanu ein lanu. So the Ran essentially says, in Helka Shabbos, we don't care whether or not something is a chok tochos. So if you write two letters of chok tochos in Shabbos, you're chayev.
Isn't that a very strange raya from a chika? I mean, there's 39 halachos on Shabbos this week.
Okay.
So you can't bring a raya about the hagdara. You don't write by mochi, so then you're going to be chayim. That's because he did mochi.
They're twin halachos, though. They're
no, because mochi is about erasing, and since it's erasing, which enables writing, so mochi is a problem. You can't say that, like, therefore, ksiva.
I think he's assuming something about the relationship between mochi and kosev.
The reason that Amanas is chayim is because we look at it as the first stage in the ksiva process.
I mean, like, I don't know enough about Shabbos or the Lumbus there, but I'm saying, like, all I know is that maybe it's called Melechta Shabbos, even when it's Sozer Amanas Lipnos or Mechika Amanas Lipto, because, like, it itself is no problem.
It seems that there's Mechon Zishonim, if a person would write on Shabbos two letters for Choktokos. Would it be chayiv? The Rashi says no, and the Rashi says this is not called chok tochos. And the Ran says, of course you're chayiv for chok tochos, you wrote. So what might this debate be tali on? So says the Rav, source number 15, when he read the Levi Mechokson, Sharan Sober, Shabbat chok tochos, after Lekha Maisek Siv, and Mechokon Kan Yikhsav. The Ran says, of course you're chayiv, because it's ksav, it's true, it's ksav in the Maisa. Apparently in Shabbos, we don't care about the Maisa so much. We tam zeh chok tochos b'shabbos chayev. The b'shabbos mechayev al ma'isa hagorim lechtav. Right? In Shabbos, even if you do a ma'isa ksiva, you're still chayev. Again, you have to figure out why that's not grama. Grama,
It's like the word b'kama.
It's kama machshavto. By Zora. Yeah, okay. Av she'en al ma'isa ksiva, ma she'en kem yiget, a chok tochos posel b'shim v'in al ma'isa ksiva v'lek. So what would the Rashba hold, presumably, if the Rav so argues that the Ran thinks that you're chayev because it's ksav, and as long as you have ksav, you're chayev, right? It's just a ksav in the maisa ksiva, and Shabbos apparently don't care about maisa ksiva. The Rashba says that you're potter on Shabbos for chok tochos. Why? Because it's a ksav in the ksiva. Al pidin, it's not called ksiva, and mainly you're potter in Hilcha Shabbos.
Could have also said that point about Shabbos is. The point about
right, there are other ways to learn this, 100%. 100%. But if you want to connect it like this, then that's how you connect it. I totally agree. Again, it's not even clear if that's what Rashba is saying. Rashba might be saying.
Why isn't it over what
Rashba
is saying?
One Rashba might be saying that the Rashba might just be telling you that it's not a concern of chok tochos. It's not called chok tochos. He's not telling you by definition that in Hilcha Shabbos if you would write chok tochos you'd be.
Why does he have to tell you it's not
Chok Tochos? He's saying Shaminan from the fact
that
you are Chayiv on Shabbos, that it's not Chok Tochos.
So it must be that
Chok
Tochos is not
Chayiv
on Shabbos, otherwise
there'd
be no
Hey, I agree with that, but also, so I just want to understand how everybody on the board, like, why is the Rashba under Ksav? Like, what do you mean by that again?
The Rashba says it's not called Ksav, and it's not called Ksav, you're part of the Shabbos.
As opposed to
assuming Shabbos is within the Maisa.
Assuming
Shabbos doesn't care for the Maisa.
Right.
Assuming he agrees with the Ran that Shabbos doesn't care about the Maisa.
Wait, how do you know that, though? Maybe he
doesn't.
Maybe they argue if you need a Maisa Ksiva.
Yeah.
Maybe the Rashba thinks you need a Maisik Sifa, which is, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Ran says, the Ran's actually Chiddush. The Ran is saying, you know.
I was more surprised by the Ran. The Rashba made sense to me. This is not called the Maisik Sifa, and therefore, you're not going to be Chayiv for Kosev. And the Ran says, what do you mean you are Chayiv even without a Maisik Sifa, as you see from Machika?
But the Rashba might agree.
About Kosev.
So you're saying the Rashba might think that it is Ksav, it's just not a Maisik Sifa, and you need a Maisik Sifa.
Yeah.
Right. I hear you, 100%.
But without the Raya from Mochik, I'm saying the concept of Shabbos is for his well founded.
Well, which aspect?
That it would be a malachas machshavas based off the tzah. Based on the fact that it's kind of a machshav, though.
Okay,
right. Meaning you don't have to have a mice of planting to be a
chayav. He also throws in that it would be...
Right, you could do anything to be a chayav.
Okay, I hear that. Meaning, but that might just be arguing whether like you need a mice or not, the Rashba, which you do. And Rod says, no, you don't, because it's a kind of machshav.
Yeah, I think we're all speaking. Right. Yeah, that's
Okay.
Thank you. It's important. Next enough, Kamina, question of Machikas Hashem. If Hashem was written, one of, you know, the Hashem was Shainan in Chokim of Kosh Baruch Hu, it was written in Chok Tolchos, is there an Israel to erase it? So the Nesivis and Torah's Gittin over here, and the Chav, has this off. It needs to pack to the Indian Shemos Shainan in Chokim. אם היה אוסיוס בחוק תוכוס, אם רשאי למחוק או לא. אם היה אולה בשביל מוחק. So, the Shmuel Rzovsky tries to connect it to this Chakira. So, number 17. ויש לו ולדעין הקדושת השם, לא מצאנו דווקא לי מייסה כסיבה, חל הקדושת השם. Makes an assumption. They don't need מייסה כסיבה. Therefore, ויש לו ולדעין הקדושת השם, לא מצאנו דווקא לי מייסה תוכוס, לשם קדושת השם. If you don't need the מייסה כסיבה to מקדש it, even if you did it through Chok Tochos, it also has Kedusha. So then it would be also to erase it. Or the Nasa v'yadiyah she'osekin, etc. Kol makom tzarechiyan yishlom et kavanas lishma shayach ha'ksivas Hashem atzman avi ma'is ha'ksiva, whatever. Ulam...
That's like the different Truma.
What do you mean?
Meaning that he was assuming that you can't have lishma by not Truma.
Yeah, the Sefer Truma.
You can't have lishma by Chok Tochos.
Right, 100%. But Leonino, his ulam is other side. He named it Lohavi Ksav Klal in Cain, Vistamber Lohala Klal Kedush Sashem, Gamlin in Isser Mechita. So Shmuel argues that if the Chisor of Chotolchos is that's not a Maisa Ksiva, so then maybe it would be Isser Mechita. There would be an Isser Mechita because if we assume that you can be kind of Sashem even for the Maisa Ksiva, you have to make that assumption. Whereas if you say it's not Ksav at all, so then it's Mutter Limchok. Because it's not Ksav. Right? Number 4, Mechikas Hashem. So according to the understanding that it's a Ksav in the Maisik Siva, it would still be a Isra Mechika. Whereas if it's a Ksav in the Ksav itself, maybe it would be Motor Limel. Again, it's not Mukhrach. You might say it's Asher Limel because it's Shem Hashem. It looks like, meaning, okay, I'll pidin, it's not Ksiva, but...
It's very much clearer now for me to have a Shabbos. Is it also to limchok chaktochos on Shabbos?
You're saying why move from the world of Shabbos of ksiva to the mechikas Hashem? Just saying within Shabbos you have mochek and you have kosev, so what about mochek?
There's no problem with the Shema either.
So no issue with the Shema. So you're saying if I erase on Shabbos also the written chaktochos, if it was just a chesaron in the ksiva, so of course I'm chayev. Whereas if it's a chesaron in the ksiva, so it's not called mochek because there was nothing there, I'll be din. The question is that true? Meaning, I'm not sure. If you erase a picture,
right.
You know, you're preparing.
It had to be a picture that was a ksiva.
If it's a question of preparing the area for a future ksiva, it could be any mechika would be chayev.
No, the fact that it's a picture is just getting you out of like the two letters thing. Like it has to be something meaningful.
No,
I'm not sure about that. If the issue is to prepare the area for future writing, so it could be mechika. You could be chayev even if you want chayev out of ksiva.
Why wasn't it good for future writing?
Because you can't write if there are letters there. The letters don't have a good.
Letters.
You can't tell Nikri. It won't be.
Isn't the getter of the din machika that you have to erase letters?
No.
I'm not so sure about that.
No.
It's a question. It's
like what,
not,
what's
it's
another example?
Like if there's like wax. If there's rub it off so that there's nothing like right.
It's not like.
Or the, they talk about, like, I think they talk about like they're two pages like stuck together in a book and like you like pull them apart. That would be like probably like mochik because like you're opening. Yeah.
Okay, so you have to work look into the world of mechika, but potentially it is not gemina. Or not. Just conclude. Well, actually, two more points. We usually assume, like I mentioned before, that if you take a dalet and you turn it into resh, that's classic chavtochos. It was a dalet, I needed a resh, I just erased the right hand, you know, chopshik. That's chavtochos. Now, what is the example of chavtochos in the Gemara? Source number one, what are we talking about? You're chiseling. Are you chiseling in the letter or chiseling around the letter? So, the 99% of the posts can assume it doesn't make a difference. Chok Tokos is whether you're affecting the letter or affecting the surroundings. When I erase the chupshik of the dalet, I affected the surroundings. And therefore, it's possible because of Chok Tokos. So, we look at source number 18, the Maram Shik writes that. So, I can look at MS, Kamkei Gavna, Lumikri, Ksiva, Sheksav, Huba, Atzmo. And then Mela Nase, the reish is maybe Mela. The gam kein memuat mivikasav. It's memuat mivikasav. Leshas urcha the milsa nakat the chakika who urcha al derech se lachein nakat chakika. The example brought in the Gemara is chakika, but it would apply to regular letters with dyo on a cloth as well. Aval hu adin ksiva kaygav dam matina. But it's Pirs Yaakov. This is an issue for. He has a very long chidushim in this sugya. So he has a really, you know, his biggest chiddush. He argues that the whole din of chok tochos is limited to chakika. You're engraving, you know, wood or stone. And then the question, how do you do it? Do you affect letters or do you affect the surroundings? And that's going to affect whether or not it's possible. But the example I gave you of a Sefer Torah, Al Stam, you have a Reish, you have a Dalet, you want to make it the Reish, that's not called Chok Tochos. That's what he argues. So let's read it inside. So let's see. It says, V'ayinu t'k'amar l'memra t'chakika lav k'sivahu. Hainu she'ein k'sav klal lefaneinu. He says, what is the Gemara saying? Chok Tochos is not k'sav. So you can argue that when you chisel around the letter in the wood or in the stone, that's not called k'sav. The chakikav k'sivu, the hainu she'ein k'sav klav. Lefiza kol she'nitav al niyar v'diyo, or klav, after os omin me'elav al yishe mochak tocho v'svivo, mikomokom, ein lifsol nikoach chok tochos, kemin she'ksav ba lefaneinu, Osius ksuvos pidio and yar. You look at the letter, it looks like it wants a dalet, and you erase the chupshik. But it's because of the chokak, the chakika dafka hu da avi ksav, the gam baha dafka chakika shal tochos, the chakika shal yirichos mikri ksav. So it's a special deal within chiseling that you chisel the surrounding area of the letter, not the letter itself. You don't engrave the letter, you chisel the surrounding part, that is possible. But in stam, again, it hits 99% of the post game, there's no psul of chok tochos. So, what am I trying to? What is he assuming? That the ksav tochtochos is a chisaron in the ksav, and he says, well, by a letter in the sefer Torah, you have the ksav. It looks like a resh. Only when you're chiseling can you argue there's no ksav. Yeah,
he's going into the exclusively ksav side, which again I think is impossible from the Tzitzis Gemara. I mean, the point is that it looks exactly the same. If you had embossed it by hitting it from the front, or you had indented from the back,
yeah,
thereby embossing it, it looks exactly the same.
Right.
I mean, whereas by the sense, it's kosher because you did it in a maisik siva fashion.
Right.
And it's not kosher when you do mechon tzchares from the front. So, like, it's the exact same thing, it's the same point. We consider embossed writing totally legitimate writing. It views it as writing as long as you do it right. It's like, how? Like, it's just.
No, it's not.
It is.
It was raised.
No, the point is you have raised writing right now. You're looking at embossed writing.
It
depends how it was made.
Raised writing. It's not in that. It's not.
You
why does
it
go? The surroundings are not depressed. That is raised.
What?
Sea level is still where the background is.
That was always the case. Yes.
No. In the other case, you depress the surrounding. So like the letters are exactly where they always were. But everything else is just down, as opposed to here, the letters are higher than they used to be.
But it looks the same.
I understand.
It looks the same.
No, just because I can't tell doesn't mean the Matthias is the same.
Okay. Anyway, this is an extreme sheet.
But only because of the Maisa element. Why? In reality, it looks exactly the same.
It's a hard sheet to defend. It's very Kiddush, but all of the point to highlight is that he's really taking the Ksav to the extreme.
Right, I would say he's making the Ksav like exclusively
Ksav. Exactly. Why can't you say that he's talking about the Maisa and here you had a Maisa Ksiva because you actually drew the Reish?
You didn't draw the Reish. You erased the Trip Shuk of the Dal.
You also erased the Trip Shuk of the Dal.
That's called writing the
Reish. No, I'm saying if I were to ask.
If I were to ask,
did you draw the Reish?
I would say no.
No, did you draw that?
I drew a Dalit. And then I realized I need a Reish. I erased the Trip Shuk.
Wait, one second. What was there drawn?
Yes.
So that's all I need?
But that's not what he said. There's no point that since there's ink there already, so like therefore like the Totsah is existent.
Right.
So therefore all you've done is remove it. It's exactly the same
ink.
Okay, we can hand on. I only have two minutes. I want to just complete to conclude. The last thing I want to do with it is the question of let us have, let's say, this example. You had a Dalit, and you made it into a Reish. So the halachas is possible. That's what we accept. That's acceptable. Not like the Tferes, the Yaakov. Now, what do you do? So do you have to erase the whole Reish? Or can I just erase the bottom part of the Reish and then, you know, make a new letter for the Reish? Do I erase the whole letter or can I erase part of the letter to make a puzzle? And then, you know, right, that's a big enough halacha l'maaseh, a big issue of halacha l'maaseh. So, the Beis Yosef quotes a machlokas about this issue. For kiyotzi b'zakasav adoni avi, mem psucha shenid b'kav psikasav an istuma, the mem turned into a stuma. V'chein kasav v'tshuvas tshuva l'rosh v'chein kasav v'sefer truma v'smak v'shakasav v'veinu in takana ligrod ha'davak v'leposka nira t'davka ha'itikun lesle. And if I had a mem like this, look at this mem over here, this is a mem, and by mistake he got nista, so I can't just erase this, but if I erase the whole bottom like this, I erase a significant portion of the os, I can then rewrite it, because you don't rewrite the whole thing, as long as you erase enough that it didn't look like an os, that's okay. But in fact, regard the kula, you don't have to erase the whole thing. V'sagi k'sheyigrod kol ha'chartum v'tishar k'tzuras nul k'fufa v'achichtov v'ashegarad v'avishap yichol girichus v'afo p'yishur of David Cohen chalak aleyem v'tshuva v'her yichlochi k'shetach ligrod kol ha'os anu ein lano elo diber ha'rabanim ha'nizkarim. So the Beis Yosef says, v'ikar din, you could erase just part of the letter, you don't have to erase the whole letter. So I wanted to be told by this b'svara on this chakir. Namely, if it's a chisaron in the maisa in the ksav, it's not called ksav. This is not a reish because it wasn't written as a reish; it was written as a dalit. So if it's not ksav, you have to erase it totally and rewrite it. Whereas if you say it's a chisaron in the maisa ksiva, you can handle with this. But I want to suggest that maybe a maisa ksiva b'miksas is enough. Okay, this wasn't a reish; it wasn't. There was no maisa ksiva on this reish because I wrote a dalit. So I'll erase the leg. And I'll rewrite it, and this will be a nice ksiva, will be sufficient for the whole letter. Again, you could argue with this, but I think that makes sense. It's all mukhrok, but I think it makes sense. Avinezer runs with this. If you look at source number 21, Avinezer is mechalik between chotokos by stam versus chotokos by git. He says, Asa magin avrov apichadash near the kol ape shavin stam the git, and he thinks that they're the same. Levavi lochein yidme. I think there's a distinction. V'chilukish to get the kasher b'chol ksav rak sheyeh loshen gerushin in os ikur rak akriya v'chol shul nigmar os ema shum kriya. The point of a get is it has to be readable. You have to be able to read the get. So harei masha gomar os v'osa sheyeh nikra osa kol tochos. You can erase part of it, part of the letter, and finish it, and that's enough. You don't erase the whole letter. V'don lashchita shalach l'moshe v'sinai. Lishkot rov echad ve'of, rov shayim ve'behema. V'kol mokom hayav chatzi kane pagum, v'hosif alav kol shuv v'gomara kosher. If the animal is already 49% geshechted, and you took a knife and finished it off to 51, it's a good shkita. So too, by the os, it was mostly written, you finished it off, it's a good ksiva. V'choshiv shokhan rov, mishum chatzi kane eina klum, t'lomif t'rabbe, v'hadra bari, nimsit v'hai kol shashokhat, call harov. Fakanai gamar os begitin. Gamar os. Kevin shabu lo gamar lo hanikra. So it's as if you wrote it and it's fine. Chashiv osa kol os. Aval b'stam devay Ksavashuri Stafka, the Kemish of Mixas, Tmunas, Oz, Nasa, the Choktochos, Possel. In the case of a Rei, a Dalad, they sent a Reish, says the Abdinazer, if it's a get, it's enough to erase the leg and to rewrite the leg. Because it wasn't readable when he erased the leg, and now I made it readable by writing the leg, the Chokirichus. By Stam, though, it has to be Ksavashuris. So the whole thing has to be written, and if I only rewrite the leg, I don't rewrite the whole Oz, it's possible. Right? If I was down, the right Ksavashuri staff became a mixes Tmunas Os Nasa Bechotokos Possel. The Amakosh Osa Kriya La Os, although with Kriya Lavad in a Yotze, Rapitunas Os. It's not that it can be read, it has to have a certain Tsuru. Who mixes a Tmunas Nasa Mealea. So I think what the, you didn't spell it out this way, but I think what the Avinazer is essentially saying is that there are two Dinin in Chotokos. When it comes to the world of Gittin, it's just the Chisaran and the Maisak Siva. Because you need the letter to be readable. And if you did a Maisak Siva, you made it readable, that's enough. Whereas when it comes to the world of Stam, what is Din of Ksav Ashuris, it's Ksav and the Ksav. Ksav and the Ksav even mixes Os, the Chotokos is possible because it's a Ksav in the Ksav. Okay, so because of what we saw here, it's Maisak Hakira, Chotokos is Ksav in the Maisak Siva, or it's also a Ksav in the Ksav, it's not called Ksav, Al Pi Din. And we discussed five or so, or six Dakaminas. The question of being Ma'avir Komos, whether or not it's possible or Meir, Shabbos, Michik HaZashay, we added also Michik and Shabbos, I have to look at that more. The question of Mixas Os, and the missing one, the question of, right, the Big Kiddush of Chotokos by Dio, is there a Psalm Chotokos by Dio, the Big Kiddush of the Tiferes Yaakov. Okay.